This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Now, last night, The Bachelorette with Ali Owichan.
Yeah.
Last night, someone who didn't get a rose was the man who looks like Jesus.
Yeah.
It's Shane, and he joins us now on the line. Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good, Shane. How are you feeling after last night's episode? Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. I sat at home with my mate.
Good. Did you enjoy it, or was it a bit like cringy watching yourself?
No, it was good. There's a couple of like little scenes of me having a little smolder every now and then.
You looked good, I got to say. Now, I want to talk to you about Charlie. Now, Charlie, he's a bit of a front runner at the moment. Ali said that she thinks he's perfect for her. But given that he actually interrupted your time with Ali at the cocktail party, how do you feel about him? What's your vibe on him?
Oh, well, Charlie's Charlie. I was a bit dirty about that. He cut me off because he had his date previously and a couple of the other boys needed a bit more time for themselves. But Charlie, yeah, he's definitely there. He was definitely there for the right intentions. Like, he'd constantly be talking about it on and off screen, so.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's nice then. And Paddy came in batting for you as well. He was getting really annoyed that Charlie cut you off. But Paddy's been portrayed as this villain. Is he as bad as what we're getting shown?
No. Okay. Paddy's true colours kind of came through with his defence of me. That was a bit more like what Paddy was like. The first night, I think a lot of us were a bit gung-ho, a bit excited. Just, we didn't know what we were doing.
Now, mate, it was a little bit like, you know, it's only just started, so it's a little bit early for you guys to form a really strong, you know, bromance with each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, I have heard, you know, in previous seasons that all the guys get together and go, you know what, boys? I think second is the position we want to follow. Because that's the position we want to get. Because then, you know, the whole of Australia falls in love with us. And then we just have an onslaught, like a giant platter of all these women across the country. Is this true?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, mate. I came out third. So that's a bit far from the end, I think. But I guess they're there for the wrong reason, if that's what they're doing.
No, you're so
right. I totally agree with you there, Shane. Seamus, what are you talking about?
Well, that's why I probably want to go on.
Come on, Seamus.
Yeah. Hey, well, mate, listen, good luck with your journey to find love.
Yeah, have you found love since, I mean, I'm assuming this was filmed a fair few months ago.
Yeah, earlier this year. No, I've kind of kept to myself, more self-development, trying to make myself a better person for whoever I find.
Oh, that's nice. Do you get on the apps, Shane? Because I'm a little bit undecided about Tinder and Bumble and all that.
No, I don't. I tried a little bit, but it just doesn't work for me. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me either. I match with people and I matched with a guy on Bumble the other day and I said, how's your Thursday going? Like, trying to be really good and like conversational. And he said, good, thanks, and you? And I was like, I'm unmatching you. You don't seem like you can.
Nothing there.
Yeah, hey. Thanks, Shane. Anyway, we could talk
about we could keep going this whole... Really? I mean, I can feel the tension between you two. I can cut it with a butter knife.
Don't make it weird.
Mate,
what are you doing, Riley?
Take it away. Pick Riley up. Anyway, go.
No, don't make it awkward, Seamus.
No, I'll give you a rose, Riley.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Shane. That's so sweet.
I love this. Okay. Hey, Shane, thanks so much for joining us, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
If you want to play Alpha Bucks, give us a call now.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.